So let's move on to our next case. So at approximately what creatinine clearance level do you consider a patient who's receiving venetoclax for CLL to be at higher risk for tumor lysis syndrome? So less than 60 milliliters by about 38%, less than 50, less than 40, less than 30, or less than 80 in a relatively small minority of the group. So how do you think through this process? Maybe we'll start with Dr. Brown.
Right. So it's a combination of both their disease burden at the time you're initiating the venetoclax, as well as their comorbidities and the extent of their renal function. I do follow the guidelines fairly religiously, or sometimes even add additional monitoring. And so you also have to balance, if you're talking about one of these patient cases where maybe you can choose a BTK, maybe you can choose venetoclax, but they have poor renal function, then that may be the case where you'd prefer to choose the BTK. Or you may want to try cytoreducing with an antibody, as Bill had mentioned earlier, before you come in with the venetoclax. And it's important to get a CT scan so that you truly know what their tumor burden is as you're initiating the venetoclax, which isn't always done, so that you can follow the package insert guidelines.
Any way differently that you would think about this, Dr. White?
No, I agree. I think that it is really important to follow the guidelines for venetoclax escalation very religiously. I always get a CAT scan as well. And for me, I don't know that it necessarily matters exactly what their creatinine clearance is. It's kind of a gestalt, like Jennifer said, with the tumor burden, with how fit they are otherwise, how well they're going to tolerate the hydration and things like that, that help me decide for some patients with kind of borderline renal function whether they should be inpatient or outpatient for the escalation.
And my answer is a little bit different from the rest of the group, and that's really based on a retrospective study that Anthony Mato published on a series of patients that were treated with venetoclax either on or off of clinical trials across a number of academic medical centers, where they looked across that series and within that series found that patients who had a creatinine clearance that was less than 80, that their risk of tumor lysis syndrome was in the 14% range, as opposed to those who were above 80, that it was about in the 5% range. And so that's the point where I start to worry a little bit about that. I may not do anything dramatically differently.
And I would agree with your number probably is the most correct, because the package insert indicates that if patients have a creatinine clearance of 80 or less, they should, and they have medium risk, you should consider managing them as a high-risk patient.
And I should clarify that I worry about everyone when I start venetoclax, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.